This is your host, Andy Alleman. I'm the founder of Casa Noon Beauty and WeWe Studio. On the show each week, you're going to get no gatekeeping strategies to build your brand, weekly smart ideas to help you spend more time out of office, and conversations with kind, caring creatives making an impact and life-changing money. We are rewriting the rules of business by blending intuitive flow with proven strategies. Welcome to The Unschool. Hey, it's Andy. Welcome back to the show. We have an interview that we'll get into in just a second. As a reminder, the Smart Girls Mastermind membership is open. We are taking rolling applications. If you are at a level where you're ready to work on passive automated income via content strategies coupled with really impeccable offers, really incredible product and service mixes for your business, that's exactly what we're working on inside of that program. You can apply in the show notes or just read more about it if you have an interest. Today's guest is Chika Uwazie. She is one of my Unschool students. We've also done some one-on-one work together. She is the founder of The Soft Nest. And we're going to have a conversation on this episode around how she has gone from being a multi-time tech founder to building this new business centered around feminine energy and living a softer life. She is going to give a masterclass in smart girl ideas around using content creation and social media to build a business. It's been incredible to watch her results. She's taken what she's learned inside of the Unschool and applied it directly and is really blowing up on both Instagram and TikTok. She has this really beautiful desire to help women to find more self-love, healing, live mindfully, and create healthy relationships. She's so brilliant in how she's presenting that information. So I'm going to let you meet her now and have her tell you much more about that while she also shares some really, really impactful no gatekeeping strategies. By the way, she's someone who totally believes in investing in yourself and getting the guidance from those who have achieved what you're aspiring to achieve. So listen up. Let's get into it. Welcome to the show, Chika Uwazie. Hey, Chika, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here today. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
I know. I feel like it's been a little bit of a long time coming, and now we're finally here together. And we're here, and I want to jump right in and have you share a bit about your story, your business, and really truly the inspiration behind what you've created with your business.
Yes. So my business is The Soft Nest, and I feel like one of the biggest things I've learned is the art of pivoting. And I know you've talked about this quite often, but I was a tech founder for several years. So building HR software companies, building companies even in Web3. So very, very different than the business I do today. And then fast forward to 2020 during COVID. And because I started implementing feminine energy rituals and practices in my day-to-day life, I just wanted to share it, you know, with others. So I started a clubhouse called Divine Feminine, and it blew up to over 120,000 women. And before you know it, I was doing partnerships with Oprah's team, book club, and Netflix, as well as the Red Table, and really just this whole movement around living a softer life started, and feminine energy. And, you know, now I think a lot of people's ins and outs was living a softer life this year, right? Due to that. And I feel that with that, I decided to really anchor down to this business. And actually, my husband was the one that pushed me because we were building our other tech company together. And he said, you know, I know we're building this company, but I really feel like you need to lean into this movement around living a softer life, a life of balance. So I launched Softness last year. It is a membership community called Feminine Flow, as well as I do intimate events because I do feel that we need third spaces where we can connect as women, no judgment, free, safe zone. And then I also do one-on-one coaching. And really, a lot of women find me on my Instagram because I give practical dating advice. And really just beyond just dating, but really like self-love and confidence. And so, yeah, that's all the things that I do now.
We so have that in common, that coming from a place of like full hustle culture, burning it at both ends, and then making this decision that that's actually not, it's not the way, but it's not the way to attract either. It's not the way to get your community magnetized into your work. And you share that so, so beautifully. So you talked about, okay, so you blew up on Clubhouse, and then you've been blowing up on Instagram too, which has been so, so awesome to see. So tell me a little bit about what's been happening for you on Instagram as you've been blowing up over there.
Yes. So it's interesting. I've been blowing up on Instagram and also blowing up on TikTok.
Okay, nice.
And that's been interesting because Instagram, I always had a following. I never really put too much energy and time to it, to be honest. And actually landing on your work last year really just helped me understand, okay, how can I make Instagram work for me? Because the truth is, a lot of people love my advice and they want me to share more information, but I'm not a typical influencer. And so coming up with like these elaborate vlogs and elaborate videos that don't really speak to me, and especially because I run a day-to-day business, I have to manage the members in my membership group. And so I needed a formula that I could simply share my message and it could be done quite quickly. So when I started implementing some of the strategies that I learned in Unschool, and really just creating, because I travel a lot. And so I had all these videos of me traveling. I go to events. I'm always wearing these beautiful African designers. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take a little clip and just write a really compelling hook that really connects with my ideal audience. And it just started growing. And it started with when I was in Mexico. I took a video, just me putting down a cup of water, put a compelling hook around, you know, need dates for your first date. And then it just grew to 300,000 views. And I was like, okay, we have something there. So now I'm just constantly experimenting on Instagram. I'm doing longer form content as well over on TikTok. And that's been doing quite well as well.
And what you just said is such a masterclass. It's just like the perfect, it's just the masterclass. Like that's how you do it. And then as soon as you got the results, you said, okay, look, I did this. Now I know what the formula is. I'm studying what worked and I'm going to then duplicate. And you're doing it in a way that is truly honoring the softness that's so important to you, where it's like, okay, I'm not going to go try to create these elaborate vlogs. I'm going to just be me and share my message, use the hook formula, and voila, it totally worked. It totally worked.
Yeah. And I'm really excited to, because I've been primarily doing dating content as well, but I'm really excited to show the other sides of me that humanize me, because I love beauty. I love skincare. So recently I posted a video around my skincare routine that's doing quite well. And so I think just understanding what works for you and then just doubling down on it and experimenting, not being afraid to try different techniques, is I feel like what will eventually help you grow on Instagram and other platforms as well.
Yeah. Awesome. So you mentioned the Unschool. You've been a student in the Unschool. You've gone through Instagram to Income. You and I have done some one-on-one time together. Yeah. What would you recommend to other founders, female founders especially, when it comes to investing in yourself? You're obviously doing that in lots of ways. What would you say to them if they haven't yet done something like that?
I always tell ladies that if you want to grow and you want to level up, you need to look at someone who is slightly above you or doing the things you want to do and figure out how to connect with them. So last year was my year of investing in me, right? Especially because I have been, like I said, a tech founder for a long time. I know how to raise capital. I know who to talk to. I know how to manage a team of engineers. Those things I knew, right? But when it came to content creation and creating a course or a membership, those were gaps for me. And so I looked at people like yourself. I also joined a mastermind called The Blueprint, and really just investing in different programs to really get myself not only the education I need, but be connected to a community of women that are doing amazing things as well. And quite interestingly, one of the groups I'm in, a lot of the women I met in that group are also helping me with this next phase of whether it's through my membership and as well as securing brand partnerships as well. So it's been really fruitful for me.
That's amazing. So give us a little advice. If I'm an aspiring female founder, you're someone who has built businesses, has gone out and raised capital. Now you have an understanding of how to create memberships, of how to attract via social. If I'm just getting started, what do I need to know to start taking the first steps?
I feel that what happens, quite honestly, is not being clear on their identity and how they want to show up in the world, right? And I'm going to give a great example. One of my favorite content creators, Vanessa Liu, just came back on YouTube. She disappeared for a year. And when she came back, she basically said, look, I was not being myself. I wasn't being my authentic self. And that led to burnout, right? Because I was trying to copy what everyone else was doing. I was trying to copy other people's success. And I'll say the same thing for myself, right? I think especially because I've built several businesses, I'm very clear on myself. I'm very clear of how I want to show up authentically. And I'm very clear on my message. And I feel like once you do those things, you're not going to get caught up on looking at what other people are doing on Instagram or what other people's version of success looks like. You're going to create your own. And I feel like that's so important to ground you as you're building your businesses and as you're connecting with other people as well, who will be helpful into growing your future plans.
What are some of the ways that we as female founders and creatives, entrepreneurs, what are some of the ways that we can lean into working with the feminine frequency?
Yeah, I love this topic. I could talk about this all day.
I know you do.
So I feel like number one, and this is probably my North Star, is leaning into my intuition, right? I feel like every major decision I've made with growing my business has always been led from my gut. It's been a subtle nudge, and it's just this deeper knowing that that is the right decision. So a good example of this is recently when I was deciding, okay, what's going to be my first real paid product outside of coaching for Feminine Flow? And yes, I could have put together a course and, you know, done what most people will say as the next step after coaching, put together a course. And I still plan to do that. But something in me deeply said, no, I don't think that's it. I think it's a membership. You know, there's something, there's just something drawing me to that model. And I think even further, I was being drawn to the fact that because I'm talking about femininity, I think women need to learn these resources among other women. And I'm so happy I did that. It was super successful. And what was most interesting was many of the women who I spoke to who joined, the number one thing they kept saying was, I need a community. I need a tribe. I need another group of women just to connect with around these topics. And I want to be in a place where I feel safe and I can be vulnerable. So I feel that if I just did a course, it would have not landed the same way as doing this membership. So I think really leaning into your intuition, not every decision is going to be made through numbers and analytics and logic. Sometimes it's just your gut feeling and that just go with that.
When you started creating your membership, take us through the process of launching it. We have lots of people that listen to this show that want to launch something. So what was your process going from the idea to actually launching and getting your first members into the community?
Yeah. So I feel like number one, I wanted to be clear again on the messaging because femininity is so many different things. And what I realized is that the number one thing that people are asking for is how do I even attract my dream partner, right? Like I have no idea. I keep coming in and out of toxic relationships. What are the tools and resources I need to lean into that? So with my business partner, we put together just a plan of, number one, what that messaging was going to look like. How does this show up through our emails? Because I have a very engaged email list that I was able to grow through my Instagram and integrating that with ManyChat. And so I created an email drip of messaging, really just warming people up to the idea of why they would need this, right? And kind of widening the gap. Right. And then I also created a series of videos as well that would be educational and kind of like steps of what are the red flags that you may be missing when you're looking to attract your dream partner. Again, trying to just widen the gap of why they may need my membership. And then really an interesting technique I did that I've never done before and I think a lot of people should implement was I just did an Instagram live coaching, right? But what I did, which immediately helped me get immediate sales, was in ManyChat, there is a feature that you can implement that when someone says a specific word, it sends them a link. And then you can create a drip of messages afterwards to continue to upsell them. And so literally in my live chat, I said, look, if you're ready to attract your dream partner, say yes. And people said, yes, 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 you know, consistently. And then they got a link from my ManyChat, basically warming them up to my program. And so a lot of women enrolled through my live coaching. And then also something interesting I did as well implementing was ThriveCart. I really love that business. I think it's really great for a lot of entrepreneurs. And I'm able to see people who abandoned my cart. And so I also sent them a follow-up email. And so I actually recovered so many people who maybe were on the fence, were not sure, had a question through that implementation as well. So I've closed the doors. I only opened it up for 2 weeks, but I am looking to create an evergreen model, but most likely we'll create some type of open-close cart within each individual person that comes into my email list.
Really smart, really smart. Okay, yeah. So then looking at your tech stack, the things that you're working with from a technology standpoint, as you're creating your launches, you're obviously using Instagram, TikTok, you're using social, you're using a tool like ManyChat for automating those conversations. You've got an email list. What email service are you using?
I love Flowdesk.
It's you know, simple. Me too.
To the point, so easy. Beautiful. And I love how you can create just different logics depending on how the person enters into your email system.
Yep, me too. I feel the same way. And then you're using ThriveCart. Any other technology that you feel like we need to know about that would be helpful if we're creating something like a membership, like a course, like a community style program?
Yeah, so I'm still testing these things out, and I feel like it depends on where you are on your journey. For my membership, I actually just like using Slack because they just implemented a new canvas where I can pretty much upload all my videos, as well as I notice a lot of my members like when I just am able to answer a question quickly through voice. And so I'm able to create kind of like a directory of if you just land into your membership, these are all the things that you need to know. And also I was able to create separate channels just to discuss different things. So whether it's through a book club, through Feminine Finds, through Feminine Education Resources, I'm able to really divide all those different conversations. And ladies are always at any point in time able to get those resources quickly. And then I also use Podia for the course portion as well.
Okay, cool. Cool. Got those on our list. Thank you very much. Yes. Yes. Okay. So I want to ask you about your life as a out-of-office entrepreneur. You're someone who travels a lot. Yep. And how did you know that this style of living where you're in different places on the regular, you're really running your business, oftentimes, I'm sure, from your laptop. How did you know this was right for you? And do you have any tips for someone who might want to pursue this type of lifestyle as well?
Yeah. So number one, I just looked at my values and my number one value is freedom, right? I want to be able to pick up and go as I can. I didn't want to be stationary to one place in particular. And because I'm Nigerian, it was very important that I'm able to flow in and out of being in Nigeria for part of the year because I need to be near the sun. I need to be near the beach, the sunshine, and be able to still come back to the U.S. where a lot of my family members are. So I've been this way for like at least 6 years, even way before the pandemic, I've been this way. And it's just because of one of my values, always just been freedom. I feel that one of the things that's important if you decide to live this lifestyle is to really ask yourself, what are your essentials and what you need financially? I feel a lot of people put this huge dollar amount and say, oh, I need to make X amount of money and that's the only way I can live my life, instead of just asking, well, what's important to you? What do you need? Maybe it's, I just need a simple apartment that's 2-bedroom, right? I don't need a car. You know, oh, you know, I'm not really into, I'm a minimalist. I don't like to shop constantly. Like whatever those things are or what your essentials are, I think figure that out and really calculate that. And I feel like it will become more realistic. Oh, I can become like this if I work towards that. And it helps you with your goals as well.
So true. I was having dinner with a girlfriend last night and she was like, I mean, what do I do? Just sell everything and take off? And no. I was like, well, you don't have to start by selling everything, but maybe you start by maybe selling some things, putting some yes. things somewhere where you can keep them safe, and then going out for a little while and seeing if you like this experience, and then you can go from there.
Yeah. I mean, I traveled to 17 countries last year with my husband. And what we realized was that we want to spend more time in Nigeria, 6 months, and then other 6 months of the year in different parts of the U.S. as well. So maybe at first you're just traveling and exploring new cities and new countries. And then you eventually decide, you know, actually, I just want to be a little bit more stationary here and I'm kind of travel when I need to, right? But I think it's just about being flexible and really just understanding your expenses.
Absolutely. Okay, I want to ask you next about kindness and showing up with empathy and compassion. I really believe that the businesses of the future, the obsession-worthy brands of the future, are going to have that built into their DNA. So talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing. You are someone who knows a lot about business. You're doing it yourself. You're involved mm-hmm. with a lot of different, you've been involved with a lot of different companies. What does that look like to you, infusing kindness and compassion and just being an overall caring human being in business?
So I feel that when we use these terms, quite often it's used for the customer. And I think that's very important, right? To always be kind and be empathetic and really put yourself in where the customer is in their journey. But I feel that where it starts is actually internally in the company, right? Perfect example was one of the companies I was running. There was one of my star team members, right? He was always reliable, super amazing thinker, just really quick on his feet. And then I noticed like maybe for a few weeks he was off, right? And I think sometimes we jump to a conclusion and like, oh, this person's not performing anymore. And then we kind of start going down that rabbit hole. And I just took time to sit down with him. I said, you know, here, I'm here. It's safe. Let me know what's going on because I feel like something's off and I'm not really clear. And then he disclosed to me that one of his family members had a mental illness and he was trying to pretty much grapple with that and figure out how the best way forward. And so basically I supported him and I gave him time to just step away and try to sort that element out of his life. And he was able to kind of come back stronger and better. But I feel like sometimes just asking people how they are, how they're feeling, right? And within your company yourself, not always just outside, but how are your employees faring on a day-to-day basis? I think that's really going to be key for companies that want to grow and really just create this amazing human being experience.
Yeah. I mean, our people, whether they're our customers, our employees, our friendships, our relationships, our people are our best asset that we could possibly ever have. So it's so important yeah. to treat people with kindness all the way yes. around. Okay. I want to go to our rapid fire questions next. Mm-hmm. So whatever comes to mind first for you, let us know what it yeah. is. Okay. So the first okay. one is give us one smart idea that women listening to this show need to know about.
Okay. This might be a little wacky. I feel like everyone's going to be some type of, I think everyone's going to be some type of creator, right? I feel like we're moving away from the traditional ad model, the traditional, just anything around like ads, like kind of like old school radio, like things like that. I feel like everyone that has a company, whether it's a small company, whether it's, you know, a big company, there's going to be some type of creator-led model embedded in it, because I feel that more and more, Gen Z specifically, they rely on people and people who are showing up authentically to make recommendations, right? So if you ask the average person, have you seen that new ad? They're going to be like, no, you know, but they can tell you the newest TikTok person and what they're recommending and what they're saying, right? So I definitely feel like kind of think about that. And even if it's not you yourself as a creator, but partnering with a creator to, you know, market any product that you have. I definitely feel that's the way forward to be marketing new products, digital services, et cetera.
I so agree. I think that that is not wacky at all. I think that is totally, totally right on the money. Okay. Mm. Next rapid fire question. Tell me a book, a podcast, or a resource that you think creatives and entrepreneurs need to be checking out now.
There's a lot of... I'm trying to think because there's books I would recommend. Funny enough, one podcast I've been liking lately is The Journey by Morgan DeBon. So she is the founder of Blavity. And I just feel that she has a lot of just practical advice for people who want to become creatives and how to build those type of businesses.
Tell us one misconception about working with feminine energy in business.
Number one is softness as seen as a weakness, right? And this is the reason why I keep saying and I keep sharing that your softness is your power, right? It helps you become balanced. It helps you become grounded. It really just gives you guidance on how you make big decisions. It's not a weakness at all. But I think that's a huge misconception that's put out there.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. Okay. Someone that you want to shout out, just someone you think we all need to know about that's doing something cool out there.
Yes. So there is a lady named Lauren Cannon, and I partnered with her in order to help me launch my membership program. And I really just feel like she understands messaging. She's an email strategist. I don't feel I would have been able to figure out like all the 7-8 steps of emails I need to send out without her. And she has a company called Make It Pretty. And I really just enjoyed working with her. And I feel like it went so well that quite a number of people who I didn't even share that I worked with her just simply asked, hey, who did you partner with to do your membership, or how did you get it off the ground? And I referred her to several people.
Amazing. All right, great. So everybody make a note of Lauren of Make It Pretty. Amazing. Okay, yes. Last question in this rapid fire is, tell me one thing you're most excited about for the future of your business.
I am excited about in-person festivals. That's what I'm really excited about. I've noticed that every time I do an in-person event, there's just this energy that not only I feel, but other women feel. I truly believe that because third spaces have been kind of dwindling a bit, people are looking for spaces that are in person, looking to connect with people, just feel them. And I'm really just excited to create these spaces for women who are looking to lean into their softness and femininity and partner with brands who understand this language to be able to give this full experience to the women in my community.
Beautiful. And then lastly, where can people find you and the Soft Nest and anything else that you've got going on, the membership, all that good stuff?
Yes. So you can always find me on Chica Loisier on Instagram and TikTok. I'm relaunching my membership in a month. But I think the thing, again, because I was talking about in-person experiences, is I'm doing an event in Atlanta in April. So I'm really excited about that. I'm partnering with a great hotel, and I'm just going to create a full experience and day just for women, just to feel vulnerable and safe and talk about all the things around relationship and dating and femininity. So I'm really excited about that event.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for being here, my friend. It's been such a pleasure getting to spend this time with you, and can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you, Anzi, and you're such a pleasure. I really just enjoy your podcast and all the things that you're doing and bringing to the world.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening to this episode today. If you are interested in checking out the Unschool, we do have our free masterclass, How to Start. It is available in the show notes. It's a great way to get introduced to how you can build a content strategy that can support you in creating sales. That class is free. And then if you're interested in the Unschool Intuitive Business Academy, where she could spend a student, that is also available in the show notes, or visit us over at wewestudio.com and go click around in the learning section of the website. If this episode has been helpful to you, please drop down onto the app that you're listening to the show on and leave us a review. Let us know that this is the episode that inspired you to leave a review. And if you'd like to share on social, you can tag us at Wewe Studio, OUIWESTUDIO, Wewe Studio. And of course, send it to a friend if you have a friend that this might be helpful to as well. I'll see you again next week. We have a new episode coming every single Tuesday. Thanks for being here. See you again really soon. Thank you.